Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We saw in the previous shiur a suffik about when you can avoid a losa say, when there's a case of esse derech a losa say, by paying, simply pay. It'll cost you money, but this way you can avoid the losa say. So how much do you have to pay? Do you have to pay a fifth? Like you have to pay in order to be mekayem an esse? Or kol mamonai, which is what you have to pay generally in order to avoid a losa say. So what's the din when essay is in a case where essay derech leisa say, and in order to be mekayim shneim, fulfill both, one has to spend money. One has to spend a fifth. It's at the essay or all of his money inside the leisa say. That was the suffix that we had, and we saw already neflos gedolos v'teres Hashem yisbarach in the previous year. And now we'll continue again. This is based on the Torah that I received from our Rabbi Garagodol, Chaim Meir Harwich, Sleitu v'say Nazir and Afnem Gimel Omud Beis that a kohen shemes aviv. That if you have a kohen whose father died, normally the kohen's allowed to become tamei meis to his father, but his goof isn't shalim, his goof isn't complete, so he's not allowed to become tamei to him. And he has to hire people to be oisek in his kvura. And the opinion of the ri there, in Tesis, in Nazir, and the Mem Gimel Beis, Yirmas Levahai, is that a kohen who came upon a meis mitzvah has to pay money in order that other people should be metapil the meis mitzvah, and he should not become Tamei Meis. So you see this inyan here of paying other people to be metapel in the Meis Mitzvah in order to avoid having the Esei Derech HaLeis say. Now, here also we can have the suffix of Rabbi Shlomo Diskin. How much you have to pay in order to avoid the Leis say? Since on the mitzvah itself of Kfuras Meis, you don't have to pay more than a fifth. So Hachinami here also, you don't have to pay more than a fifth when you come upon this Meis mitzvah to avoid the Tumah. Or maybe no. Since on Isel Tumah la Meis, you have to be Moitzi Kol M'mayinai. So Hachinami be Meis mitzvah. So what would be the din? So maybe we can bring a shtickle raya from the Gemara in Nazir, because there it says a kain. But his father went and ate bika in a valley. Shalistim and mitsuyim sham, that there are these bandits. And the listim cut off lo'aleinu, the father's head. Mutter loy li tamois le'oviv. It is mutter for this person to become tame to his father, even though his guf isn't shalem, is because it's a meis mitzvah. So while it's a meis mitzvah, he can become tame. Not else his father, because his goof isn't shalim. Frek the Gemara. Why is it a meis mitzvah? Let him hire people at just the Gemara. Because he's going on the way, and there are no people there. Shein anashim mitzuyim shem kamishen lo koivrim dami. So since there's not people around, so there's no option of hiring, so he does it himself. So now, if we say that a person doesn't have to spend all of his money only until a fifth, so what's the cash of the Gemara? When the Gemara asks that let him hire people, the Gemara could have answered that it's talking about a case where he has to pay more than a fifth in order to be Secher Poyalim. And that's why the Gemara gave a different answer. The Gemara says there are not people around. Why does the Gemara just say it costs more than a fifth? Therefore he doesn't have to spend it for the fact that the Gemara doesn't give it such a teretz. So it's much that he has to spend all of his money in order to save himself from Alosa say, so he has no out that it costs more than a fifth. In fact, Agoin Rabu Chonon in the Kovet Se'orois, Simen Yodalit, or Svov, proves Fakert from the fact that the Rashba in Yevamos Peites Amud Beis writes that a Koyen who chanced upon a Meis Mitzvah is not Chayev to hire people in order that he shouldn't have to be Metame himself. A Koyen who's Pogeb B'Meis Mitzvah, says the Rashba, doesn't have to hire people in order that he not be metame himself. Again, earlier on, we brought the opinion of the Ri in Tosfos. The Ri in Tosfos holds that a kohen shepagah b'meis mitzvah has to spend money in order not to become tamei meis. But now, you know, two Jews, three opinions. Now we have the opinion of the Rashba, who says that he doesn't have to spend money in order not to become Tamei. Now if we say that be'efshe l'kayim shneim, we go after the loisisei, so he should be chayav to be moitzi mamon. Or be'echreach, that we go baser mitzvah sase. And therefore he doesn't have to spend all of his money. That explains then, so the Rashba's holding, says Rabbi Chanan, that he obviously doesn't have to spend all of his money, because otherwise, how can the Rashba say that he doesn't have to hire people, nor that he shouldn't become Tamei? He should have to hire people. That's his obligation, because he's to avoid the Leisase. So it must be you don't have to spend all of your money, and we go bust to the Mitzvah-Sase, you only have to spend up to a fifth. But this is very schwer, because even if we follow the Mitzvah-Sase, he should be Chayav Akopanim to be Moitzi Ad Chaymesh. So the Rashba says he doesn't have to spend anything. It's not a raya either way. So it must be the Rashba holds that in the din of Esei Dechel Leitzah said there's no chiyuv to be moitzi mamon, and it's not considered echshu l'kayim shneim. And that a person's chayiv to spend a fifth on a mitzvah say, that's where he can't do the mitzvah without etzos mamon. But he can be mekayim the mitzvah, just if he lost a say in the way, then there the Torah says, Esei Dechel Leitzah saying you don't have to spend any money. But the proof from here that the Rashba holds that you only have to spend a fifth, the Rashba holds that you don't have to spend anything. Unless maybe you hold that the Rashba is learning that Mitzvah Kvuras HaMeis is like a Shabbos Aveda, that it's an exception to the rule. Dafka here you don't have to be Motzi Mamono, but in other cases you do. But that's not so Pashit, because B'Pashit Kvuras HaMeis is a Mitzvah Inon L'Makom. It's part of Mitzvah Kvuras Chasadim and Staka that you have to be Motzi Mamon. It's not like a Shabbos Aveda, you don't have to be Motzi Mamon. You have to be Motzi Mamon. Like Staka and Chesed, you have to be Motzi Mamon. Okay. So we move on now in our discussion. That was Gevaldik. We can bring a raya mechudedes, a sharfa raya, to the tzad that a person has to be moitzi kol moinai in order that he can be mekayim in mitzvah esei in order not to be over in the voice esei. And that's behektein gimel hakadamas. That's with three premises. And that is, number one, hatosvot b'mesechet chagiga b'daf bet amud bet, dibura matchil lisa, hiksha. So, frekt Tosfos, and that it says there that if you have a chatzi, evet chatzi ben choyrin, koifin es rabri l'shach r'roi. If he's half-half, you force his master to free him. Why do you force his master to free him? Because the evet can't be makayim mitzvah peri v'rivya if he's half-half. Frekt Tosfos, why don't we not free him and say the essay of peri v'rivya of his tzad ben choyrin will be doiche the loisusei of lo ye kodesh. Of not having relations with a woman forbidden to him. See, so right, if he's half-half, he's going to end up having relations with a woman forbidden to him. But that should be totally cool, because the essay of Piriya Virivya of Tzad Ben Chor will be Dorcha that Isser. And for Tosfos, no. Here, Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. Why Efshel L'Kayim Shneim? Haidei She'ichbu Esrabu L'Shacharoi. By forcing his master to free him. This is when you force his master to free him. He'll be able to be L'Kayim Shneim. So therefore you force his master to free him. You don't have to come on to essay Dorcha L'Isser. Zeh Shlav Rishon. Zeh HaKdama Rishona. And then what the second HaKdama is, the Pashtus, we have to understand, why should the Adon have to be mafsid his Eved, k'dei sheyuchal la'eved, l'kayim mitzvahs piri v'rivya, v'chizei yechashiv, ki yochal la'eved l'kayim shneim? Is that considered like yochal la'eved l'kayim shneim? I mean, Yochel Eved L'Kayim Shneim. Why should the master have to lose out? We have to say that since the Adon is the Goyrein, She'ena Eved Yochel Lisa Le'Shivcha V'Lo Ba'Aschorim, if he's the Goyrein, if he's the cause, so Shapir Nichla La'Kfiya Ke'Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. So the Kfiya is included And Efshel Lekayim Shneim. In other words, he's part of the story over here, the Yadam. He's the Goyrem that the Eved can't marry neither a Shifra nor a Bas Chorin. So therefore, since he's the Goyrem, he's also forced to free him in order that we should, in order that he's Mekayim Shneim, that he's not over on any Yisr. And it's because of the Din Arvus. That normally, a person doesn't have to spend money in order that his friend should be Mekayim and Mitzvah. But here, where he's preventing him from being Mekayim the Mitzvah, he has to spend his money. Kedin Arev Lachaveiroi. So that's Hakdama number two. That the Adon has to free him, because the Adon is also included in Efshel Lekayim Shneim. He's also included in this obligation. And he has to lose money because he's the one preventing the Eved from being Mekayim his Mitzvah. Kedin Arvus, he has to pay. Hakdama number three is that misvar and era barur shelo yechomu mitzvus piri avrivya shel ha'eved mitzvus piri avrivya shel adayin atzmai. And the adayin himself, if he would have to be moitzi mamon for piri avrivya, he wouldn't have to spend more than a fifth. So when you're kaifa him lahafsid mamon kidei she'avda yuchol lekayim mitzvus piri avrivya, you can't be mechayiv him more than a fifth. Shema shemutal olav mitzvah shel hasheni lo yechomu mi mitzvah shemutelas al atzmai. Obviously, you can't make him pay more than he'd have to pay for his own mitzvah. So for his own mitzvah, he only has to pay a fifth. So for the Eved, he also only has to pay a fifth. So now we have to understand that the Tosfos says that we don't say Yavo Esei Shel Piri V'Rivya V'Yitcha Lois Esei De Lo Yekadesh Hainim Shem Shev Shal Adei Kfiya. What do you mean Tosfos says that we don't say that the Esei of Piri V'Rivya of the Eved is Doiche the Lois Esei of him not having forbidden relations, because Ef Shal Adei Kfiya, that there'll be no forbidden relations? Wait a second. We still have a tziul, we still have a mishkachas lei, we still have a scenario where the eved is worth more than a fifth of the master's possessions. And eved is a 24-hour day, 7-day a week eved. It's a very high, costs a lot, very, very valuable possession. So that's, so let's say it's more than a fifth of his nechassim. So then he wouldn't have to be mishachil the eved, because he doesn't have to spend more than a fifth. So why don't we say then that Yavo Esei Shel Piri V'Rivya V'Yitcha Lo Esei D'Lo Yekadesh? And you can't say that since the Eved writes him a Shtar Al Chatzi Domov, like the Gemara says, he's not losing anything, because who says he's going to pay it? And who says an Eved necessarily has the money? So it must be that since the Adam is Ma'akiv Melisa Isha Mikacha Badasai, there's a Lois Esei of Lo Yekadesh. We view it as if the Adam could only be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Piri V'Rivya by being over on a Lois Esei. And in such an instance, the Adam would have to spend all of his money. And therefore, he has to spend all of his money also for the Eved, to free the Eved. Even if it's more than a fifth. That's why we don't have a tziul in Tosfos that says that the essay of Piri V'Rivya midoch losev le'akadosh when it costs more than a fifth. Because even if it costs more than a fifth, he's going to have to spend. He has to spend all his money. He has to free the Eved no matter what. So here is a gevaldike raya for the suffix of Rishon Lev Diskin, that a person has to spend all of his money in order not to come onto the din of essay deich alaytzisay. However, yesh lodim b'zeh b'svar chadosho, but it would appear that it's the MS. And Be'ezrat Hashem, Bashi'ur Abba, Anachnu Nireh Et HaChidush Hazeh. And we'll see Neflois, as we already saw in this year, in the previous year. So please, please, please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. And that the fasta, Maru would like the fasta. It's enough to digest. Lina, that we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.